Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We return to Galatians chapter 5, and we are working our way through that passage that has the phrase, falling from grace, which to many people means losing your salvation. Now here's the text, Galatians 5:4. You who have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. Now I really shouldn't have to read anything but that one verse before some of the misunderstandings of the text should clear up. Is this talking about losing salvation? Listen to the text again. You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. You who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. That doesn't sound like sinning away your salvation, losing your salvation because you have sinned. But we are looking at it a little more carefully, taking it verse by verse and phrase by phrase, and we'll continue doing that in just a moment. But let me pause to remind you that we do depend upon the gifts of radio listeners to remain on this station. And for a gift of any amount sent in the month of December, we will give you your choice of one of two books by Tom Wells, both published by Evangelical Press, one entitled Come Home Forever, which is good for both Christians and unbelievers, and another one entitled God is King, an excellent book on the sovereignty of God. And so for your gift of any amount to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201, mention which of the two books you'd like to have and we'll gladly send them to you. All right, what is Paul saying in this passage? Well, first of all, in verse 10, he is saying you can't mix works and grace for justification. You cannot mix works and grace for justification. That's verse 2. Did I say 10? It is 2. Paul said, indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. If you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. This is a warning not to submit to circumcision for justification. That is, submit to circumcision because you think it's necessary, or at least that helps seal the deal, that makes it safe or certain that you will be justified before God. Because, of course, that was the issue in Galatians, and the Judaizers were pressing for this. They were teaching people that it's not enough to trust in Christ. There must be added to that circumcision and other elements of the Mosaic law. Now, Paul was not saying if you have been circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. Obviously, that was not true. Paul was a circumcised Jew. Furthermore, he was not saying that you cannot be circumcised as a matter of Christian liberty, because Paul himself advised, or I should say, instructed Timothy to be circumcised in Acts 16:3 to remove any hindrance from evangelizing Jews. But what he's saying is, if you submit to circumcision because you are not fully persuaded that justification is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, if you have any doubt about that, if you think that to play it safe, you need to add circumcision to faith in Christ in order to be justified before God, you are in error and Christ will profit you nothing. Take Christ away and what have you got? Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised under these circumstances that we have described, Christ will profit you nothing. In other words, you cannot mix works and grace for justification. Works and grace don't mix. Not then, when Paul was writing to the Galatians, not in foreign cultures where missionaries go today and sometimes very unwisely lead people to believe that it's okay to continue to worship God according to your pagan customs and just add Christ to the mix. That is not trusting in Christ. If you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. You've got to understand that. It's not both and when it comes to Christ and works. It's either or. You've got to choose. How are you going to attempt to be justified before God? By your works or by faith in Christ alone? By grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. You can't mix works and grace for justification. Again, verse 2, indeed I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. He goes on in verse 3 to say you can't be justified with only a portion of the law. Now, this is very important. Verse 3, and I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is debtor to keep the whole law. Do you understand the problem? You can't be justified with only a portion of the law. Not only can you not mix works and grace for justification, but if you decide that you are going to add circumcision or any other element of the law into your formula for being justified before God, you've got to realize that once you endeavor to be justified by works, that is, by keeping some part of the law, you're going to have to keep it all perfectly in order to accomplish that goal. Verse 3 again, and I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You can't pick a few works that you think you can successfully do. A few works that you agree with, that you find acceptable, and say, I'll do these to be justified before God. You can't do it that way. To everyone who submits to circumcision for justification, you need to understand that you become thereby obligated to keep the entire law. You can't just pick part of it and say, okay, I'll do this part. That ought to work. That ought to please God. That ought to give me some extra merit. No, as I've tried to explain to you before, there are actually two ways of justification. One by works, one by grace. But the problem with works is the only way to succeed with works is to keep the law perfectly. Your life has to be a sinless life, like Christ's, the only sinless life. And so if you are endeavoring to be justified before God by keeping the law, some portion of the law, you are putting yourself in a category where you are going to have to keep it all perfectly from the beginning, from day one, or you can't be justified that way. If you can't keep it perfectly, then you'd better move yourself out of the category of the works of the law and put yourself under the category of salvation by grace. I explained that to you a few broadcasts ago as the two covenants, the covenant of works or the covenant of grace. How are you going to relate to God? If you relate to God by the covenant of works, then you've got to understand the only way to be related to God through the covenant of works, to be justified before God through the covenant of works, is to keep the law perfectly. And nobody's ever done that except Christ, and nobody ever will. So you'd better renounce that one and decide that the best way, the only way, really, to be justified before God is to relate to Him through the covenant of grace, that is, by faith in Jesus Christ alone. Again, verse 3, and I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is debtor to keep the whole law. You don't want to go that way. I remember when I came to Alamance County 35 plus years ago now, I hadn't been here very long before I saw an ad in the paper by a local pastor and church I should have saved it. I should have cut it out and saved it. I didn't, but it was quite surprising. I still remember it. It was so memorable. And it said 18 prerequisites to salvation. 18. 18 things, according to this pastor, according to this church, that one had to do in order to be saved. The first one was faith in Christ. The second one, as I recall, was water baptism. The third one, I believe, was faithful, regular observance of the Lord's table, the communion service. And I forget after that. The fourth one might have been keeping the Ten Commandments. I really don't remember. But 18 prerequisites to salvation. Well, that's quite a list. As I looked at that list, I wish I had clipped it and kept it. As I looked at that list, I realized I couldn't do all these things perfectly. How can I ever be saved that way? What a mistaken idea that anybody can be saved by the works of the law. And that was only 18. Where did you come up with that particular 18? Why not 19? Why not 20? Why not 613, which is what you have under the law of Moses? 613 stipulations. Some of them negative, some of them positives. Some of them thou shalt not, some of them thou must. 613 requirements altogether that you had to do as a Jew under Moses to obey the Mosaic law perfectly. Whoever did that? Whoever could do that? Nobody but Christ, he did. And so please remember, number one, you can't mix works and grace for justification. Please remember, number two, you can't be justified with only a portion of the law. And please remember, number three, you can't rely on both Christ and self for justification. That's verse 4. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. You who attempt to be justified by law, that's a category of people. Some people attempt to be justified by faith in Christ, that's one category. Some people attempt to be justified by law, that's the other category. There's really only two categories. The difference is that those who attempt to be justified by law have different laws that they are endeavoring to be justified by. One by this and one by that, and that's where all the different religions of the world come in. But there are really only two categories. You are either endeavoring to be justified before God by faith in Christ alone, or you are endeavoring to be justified before God by some law keeping. And as of a consequence, Paul says, if you are attempting to be justified by law, you have become estranged from Christ. You have become separated from Christ. That's what he says. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. That's the consequence of what you're trying to do. He's not talking about sinning yourself out of salvation. But if you change categories from grace to works, then you've become cut off from Christ as a way of salvation. You have fallen from grace. You have fallen from the category of grace into the category of works. And that's what this phrase, falling from grace, means. Don't fall from grace, meaning don't try to be justified by works. Don't try to be justified by keeping the law. Those who do that are cut off from Christ. Those who do that have fallen from grace because you are no longer relying upon grace in Christ alone for your standing before God. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.